Time is flying away, but we are in for a treat chatting to a South African singer-songwriter. I'm wearing a big smile on my face right now, Zamachobe.
Hi.
I'm so happy. I'm so glad we managed to get you on the line. How are you, Mama?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. You sound so relaxed. Where about are you? What are you up to?
Now I was eating lunch. Am I already live?
You are absolutely live. Am I disturbing your lunch? Must I leave you alone just for a few minutes?
No, it's okay. It's
okay. That's what I want to hear. I was hoping you'd say exactly that. Welcome to Rise FM Lunch, man. Zamachobe. We're super excited. Mpumalanga has been waiting for this conversation. We spoke about it just yesterday. Let everybody know that we'll be getting you on the line because people are asking questions. They're like, where is Zamachobe? It's been almost a decade now. Has it been that long since you released music?
Yes. It has.
Why it so has. Long? 10 years is a long time. What have you been up to?
I don't know what I was doing, you know? I was just making bad choices. Should not have been taking a break.
Love your honesty. Love your honesty. But 10 years, honestly, you know, 10 years is a very, very long time. And I know we joke about it, but we really, really, really want to know. 10 years has gone by since you released music. What have you been up to? Where have you been?
Well, for a portion of some years, I was just dealing with a lot of personal, personal stress, you know, I still haven't been able to actually like really pinpoint exactly what was going on with me emotionally at that time. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, so far what I've been saying is that like I've been giving people perspective as to how I got into the industry so that they can understand how maybe I got to that point to make that decision to sort of take a break. But because, you know, like for me, I never premeditated like getting into this industry, you know. Other people are like, oh man, I've been wanting to be a DJ for a long time, and then they try this and maybe they work at a radio station and maybe they, you know, do other things. They produce a little bit or they do admin at a radio station and then do a graveyard shift and then eventually do like a drive time show or whatever.
Literally,
you know what
my
I mean?
Life, like, yeah.
You know what I mean? So you've premeditated this, you've prayed about it, you've made moves to eventually get to that position that you've always wanted to. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was never like that with music. Yes, I was always in the choir. Yes, I could always sing. But it was, I don't think I ever thought about it or ever thought about doing it professionally. Everything just sort of happened. I guess it was God's plan, but it just sort of happened by chance. I would be introduced to the right people at the right time and they would make me do the right things, eventually leading me to do an epic album. Eventually, now I'm touring, eventually, you know? And I reached a point where I had reached a ceiling and because I didn't premeditate this life, everything else that came with it became, you know, something that I wasn't able to deal with, you know? So it was a situation where I couldn't handle a lot of things, even from a personal standpoint. I just didn't have certainty, clarity, things like that. And I just felt like I needed to take a step back, you know. So, and I kept waiting for that moment until I feel okay to come back. And I realized that and then when I started realizing that this is kind of a pattern, this is kind of life, actually, it's kind of normal for everybody. Mm-hmm. Once you deal with this situation, there's something else that rises up that you need to deal with. That's kind of like a day-to-day life, part of being adulting. Yeah. Once that kind of clicked in my head, which, you know, it should have been very obvious from a long time ago, but once it clicked, with the I've dealt with this now, so I'm never going to have that feeling of like, okay, now I'm ready. Let me just do it. Is this something that I want to do? Yes, definitely. Let me just do it, you know. And now I decided, okay, I'm going to do it. And now I've got another challenge again. The landscape is very much different from how it was 10 years ago.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I've got other challenges now where it's like there's certain people that know me and then there's a whole other generation that may have heard my song, but they don't know me. There's all of those things. But now I'm just in a good space. You know, I'm positive, I'm energetic, I'm whatever. Mm. So I just want to get back in the game and kind of solidify my place in the industry as whatever, you know, whether I'm given the iconic status, legendary status, whatever, you know, or the fact that my music is has longevity, whatever yeah. it is that sort of is associated with me to keep me going and to keep me staying and people, whatever, people still resonating with me and my sound, yeah, is what I'm willing, is a challenge that I'm willing to take on.
It's yeah. a decision you're making this time around, and I'm glad that you fell into this industry. It's almost as if you woke up in this life and you had to sort of pick up and keep things going, right? But also you managed to win awards, Zamajobe. Your music career did really, really well. The awards came through, people fell in love with you. And like you're saying, there are new people now, young people even included, who you would need to still introduce yourself to, because some may not know who Zamajobe is. Some may have heard of you, but this is now, and it gets kind of tricky because now you have your old fans who know your music and where you started, now celebrating 20 years since your first album was released. It's a big, 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 big celebration for you. And I'm glad that you're saying, Khora, now you're doing it with intent. You're deciding that I'm going to do this. Yes, I wasn't aware at first. I experienced whatever, took a break, but now I'm going in full force, fully aware of what I am doing. And I wanted to share with you that, you know, your story, I was reading through your article saying, Khore, you have the perfect South African story. When we read of you, we read of dusty streets. We read of grandmother's yeah. house, which is where you were born. We read of a mother with a Christian a background and introduced you to that life as well. We read on you falling into music and falling in love with music at church. It's the perfect South African story. And for someone who is a young aspiring singer in the province, in Mpumalanga, who wants to be a Zamajobe one day, what advice would you give to them?
Wow. I would tell them that they definitely need to also have like some level of business acumen, you know,
yeah.
And treat themselves as a business. So even their day to day and how they manage their day to day, yes. If you're an instrumentalist, yes, spend those two hours where you're practicing, but also spend another 2 hours where you are researching something or learning something. You're learning contracts, you're learning this, you're learning publishing, you're learning sync deals, you're learning things like that. Because with the music industry, a lot of things are very endless, especially if you are a composer or you are a singer, especially for anybody, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's just endless possibilities. A lot of things are up to you and the level of work that you're willing to do and the
curiosity.
Level of resilience that you need.
Yeah.
Curiosity, resilience that you need to have yeah. in order to, you know, push through, because you are going to get a lot of people shutting things in your face. Mm. And also, you know, but if you're good and also there's the audience, you know, because yes, there's people who are gatekeepers, but the people who are the most powerful gatekeepers is your audience, you know.
Right.
And even these people that are in the boardrooms that are signing checks to artists and telling you the next biggest thing, nababa. The people that really know is the audience. It's the ones that you need to care about the most. It's the ones that you need to show up for the most,
yeah.
because they're the ones that are going to decide if they are what you bringing to the table is worthy for them and
yeah.
it's beneficial to them. So have a story, be, you know, yourself, like
yeah.
know who you are. Mm-hmm. Well, not for, you know, we humans, we mm-hmm. it's a journey, but yeah. know what your vibe is, you know, as much as maybe your music is very, it's grooving, get your eye in it, but you know, uh-huh. your strong suit is like uplifting messages,
mm.
and that's your thing, because mm. it suits, it's uplifting to you. Stay true to that, and mm. that's how people are going to know you, and that's how they're going to start appreciating and start supporting you, you know. And so we live in a time where now we have direct access to our to our audience. Whereas before it would be via media, via radio, via, you know, print media, via all kinds of things. Now I have direct access to my audience where I can post my upcoming song and I'm going to read comments to see where people are at and how they're feeling about it and what they're thinking about it. I have that access, direct access to them. So I would just say, you know, like, just really be yourself, really, really figure out who you are, something that you can sustain, not something that is like, because this is what's hot right now.
Yeah.
So you're jumping on that and you find Uchi inside.
Yeah, I let your person drive you. We're running out of time, mama. We're running out of time. Look, we now know where you've been, what's coming up. You're celebrating 20 years since the release of your first album.
Yes.
Somebody told us you have a one-woman show coming up very soon. Is that true?
Yes, I do. It's on the 30th of November. It's at the Lyric Theatre. Please support it. You can get tickets at Web Tickets. I'm celebrating 20 years of Naoyami, and I'm celebrating my album launch as well. The album is coming out on the 20th of November. And my first single, Abusem Nandi, came out last week Friday.
Yep.
The second single, Siyajabula, is coming out next week Friday. Album dropping 20th November. Album launch 30th November. Web Tickets. Orange City, Lyric Theatre, Mpumalanga is not that far. Take a drive and come and enjoy this beautiful night with me. And I would love all the support as much as possible.
You know what, Zama Jobene? I've enjoyed this conversation we've had, but I realize that you are so open and willing to share your story. You should go live. Like, you see how different this space is now. Now you're even able to connect with your fans through live broadcasts on social media. Please do plenty of those. You mentioned, Khuri, you're dropping a single next week. We have an exclusive because you were able to grant us the opportunity to play the song before it even gets released. Siyajabula. We have it right now and we're going to play it to Mpumalanga for the very first time. Thank you so much once again for catching up with us here on Rise FM. Wish you all the best within the industry that you absolutely love, my love.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Take it's only a pleasure. That's Zama Jobe finding out where now you heard. Here's a new song she's dropping next week already. It's an exclusive on Rise FM Lunch. Naked Zama, Rise FM Drive team is here. I don't see Sibo, but I heard she is on her way. Look out for that hangout with you from 3 until 5:30. Take care, yeah?